She saw a shadow person in her closet in her dorm room and could feel it was staring right at her. After saging and prayer, did it go away or was it still hiding?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would absolutely love to hear them. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, you can get that. Apple Podcasts is a place to check that out. Or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I have a question for you, Tony.
Yeah.
Because this is going around.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that Taylor Swift is a Satanist?
What?
Yeah, for real. Yesterday, I've kind of seen this lately. And then one of my former Facebook friends, because I unfriended her after this, she posted this long post about how she will no longer let her daughter listen to Taylor Swift because she's a Satanist.
Wow, yeah.
And yeah, and so I kind of dug into that. And there's this whole huge group of people who think that, you know, she's into Satan worshiping, and in her show, one of her numbers that she does in a hood with fire. Obviously, hoods
Satan
and fire are Satanists.
100%. Yep.
And like people are like, yeah, there's a reason that her mediocre songs are so popular. It's because she worships the devil.
Oh, the devil's doing it. The devil's making the hits.
And then and so that somebody else posted on that girl's page about how she's got all these, I think it was the Reputation album or something.
Yeah.
There's snakes. Well, you know, snakes are kind of symbolic of a lot of different things. You know, people can be snakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just, it doesn't mean that snakes mean serpents equals the devil.
Well,
that's where it went.
Carol, if you do recall the many times we had Taylor in the studio, which is true, we're not making this up. We had her in the studio quite often years ago. When she was in country and kind of coming up, you know, we did, and this is part I'm making up, we always did, if you remember.
And this is the part I'm making up.
You'll remember, she'd always come in with a snake around her neck, and then we would have to, you know, do some sort of worship to Beelzebub or something. And
it was always awkward, but I'm like, I want to like her. She's young.
Yeah. She's like, she had the Tim McGraw song out. I think she was like, 15? It's like, oh, she's into Satan. Yeah. Well, you got your good future. How do you, Satan? That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All those.
So I Googled it and like, there's a whole article. There's lots of articles about how she is a Satanist. And I'm like, my God. You know, this world, we love to tear people down. Like,
oh my God.
They get too successful, obviously they're Satan. It's Satan.
Well,
and I guess if you make a deal with the devil, you can become really popular.
That's how that works, I guess.
Rich.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, if that was the case, there would be more really rich pop stars out there. They would all become pop
stars.
Well,
she's probably
the formula.
She's drinking the baby blood with Tom Hanks. They have the rituals at a pizza place, and then they bring the baby blood and worship the devil.
Can't believe Tom Hanks is doing that, but apparently that's where
it.
You go.
That's what you do when you think of devil worship. Tom Hanks. That's what comes to my mind. And drinking baby's blood.
And,
yeah.
And Taylor Swift. I think of devil worshiping.
I don't know what the fuck happened to her world.
Well, and like they say that she's flashing these satanic signs, like, you know, one of them they do here at Wichita State. It's like
the devil.
It's some devil sign, but that's what they do for the Shockers.
That one for years. It doesn't mean everyone's worshiping Satan. But hey, you know, I guess anything's possible these days. I just kind of doubt Taylor's, you know, hanging out with Satan. It just doesn't seem quite like her personality, but you know, it's been several years. So, Let's go to our first phone call. 855-853-4802.
This is Marie from New Mexico. Today I called to tell you guys about what was happening in my dorm room. So the way my dorm room is set up, you enter and it's a room, obviously, and there's two beds. There's one on the left and there's one on the right. And mine just so happened to be the one on the right. And if you keep going a little bit further, there's a closet on the left and then a sink in the middle and then a joint bathroom on the right. And the closet is where most of this happens. It didn't have a door. So if I lay down on my bed, I can see directly into the closet. So when I first started college, nothing bad was happening. I didn't get any weird feelings or anything like that. But maybe 2 weeks in, I started getting this. It was this feeling. It was really subtle. So it was kind of hard to pinpoint that it was actually happening when it was happening. But as the weeks went on and about a month and a half into starting university, there was just this super intense feeling whenever I'd walk into my dorm room, and it was anxiety, it was depression, it was panic, it was fear. It would just sit on my chest. It would be so heavy, and I try to spend as much time as I could out of the dorm room, but obviously at night I had to go and, you know, sleep. So that's when all of this stuff happens. The first night that I ever saw this entity, I was laying down in my bed, and I like to face the entire room so I know what's happening, and if there's an intruder or something, then I know it's there. So I'm facing out, and I can see the closet, and I could see my roommate. She's asleep, and I could see the door and the windows and everything. And I look over at the closet, and all I see is a figure, super tall, maybe like 7 feet, and it was just standing there. And I couldn't see any facial features or anything, but I could tell it was looking right at me, like right into my soul. And I was terrified. I just closed my eyes and I tried to think of happy thoughts, you know, like fields of flowers and sun shining and all that jazz. So as the weeks kept going on, I kept seeing this figure. And the feeling, that pressure that I talked about, just kept getting more and more and more intense as the weeks went on. So every single night, I'd go to sleep, or I'd get ready to go to sleep, and I'd look at the closet, and there would just be that figure. And sometimes it was tall, sometimes it was short, and I found that kind of weird because I thought they were supposed to be kind of consistent. But for the most part, it was like 7 feet tall every single time. And the color to it, it wasn't completely black like a shadow figure. It sometimes had mixtures of brown and orange and black all mixed up together. But needless to say, I was still kind of terrified. And it got to a point where I couldn't hold it in any longer, just keeping this bottled up to myself. So I told my roommate, because obviously she has the right to know. And I was scared to sleep on my side of the bed or my side of the room. So we slept in her bed one night, and I looked over. So I can't see the closet at this point, but I looked over in that general direction and I saw its head peeking around the corner, just looking at me. And I stared it down for like a solid 2 minutes. Well, obviously exaggerated, but felt like 2 minutes or longer even, and I just stared at it. And it got to the point where I was sleeping over at Rachel's room every single night. I would only go into my room during the daytime. So our friend Lauren went and she gave me some sage and she gave me some amethyst beads for protection. And we saged the room and I said the Lord's Prayer and I said, I only want good energy here. Please leave if you have any negative intentions towards me or my roommate. We only want good presence here. And it left. It was gone for maybe a week. And then I looked. I try to go back to sleep one night, and I looked over at my roommate under her bed, and I saw it there beside her, behind her dresser, just staring at me. And I was so freaked out, I like jumped out of the bed, and I went outside, and my roommate came outside after me. She's like, "What's going on?" I was like, "It's back. I can't stay here. I'm going over to Rachel's room." And she came over with us, obviously, because she didn't want to be by herself. And it just got kind of more aggressive. Like, lights would start flickering, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, six Stranger Things reference." And then I realized, oh my gosh, it's the entity or whatever. And got really nervous, wouldn't go into my room at all. And then we staged the game, and we burnt incense maybe once a day, and we prayed every single day. And usually I'm not the religious type, but at this point I was. And it went away, thankfully, but there was still that feeling, so I knew it wasn't far away and that it was always there. And it kind of just sits in the back of my mind now, especially because I'm not there anymore, and it's my previous roommate. She's there now, and it's kind of nerve-wracking because she's by herself, and she got really terrified of the whole entire situation. So, yeah, that's my story about the entity that was in my dorm room. I have more stuff about after, once I transferred back to Washington, and stuff from my childhood. This has been happening my whole entire life. So I have a multitude of stories. I will definitely call in again to tell you guys about my experiences that I have had and any more that come up in the future. Thank you for listening to my story, and I hope to hear it soon. Okay, thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
Thoughts on all of that?
You know, that would scare the crap out of me. And if you've been experiencing that night after night, seeing that shadow person, which would be terrifying. She's like, it's 7 feet tall. Sometimes, not all the time. I mean, so it's terrifying. But I got to thinking about that. Even though with prayer and sage, it went away for a week and then it came back, then it seems to have gone away again. Does it ever really? Could you ever really trust that it's gone? Like, once you have that experience, I could see me waking up in the middle of the night just convinced it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it would be hard to ever let that go.
I think it would be. I think it would go on with you, and whether or not there's anything paranormal happening anymore.
Right.
Mentally, it's there. It's,
right.
It's
so
it'd
be
trauma.
Kind of like a haunting that would always be with you for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, even if you move, like, how do you wake up and assume that it's left behind? Mm-hmm. Like, is it going to show up at any time again?
Exactly.
I find that scary.
I mean,
and I'm glad the sage and the prayer worked. That's good. I would keep that in my arsenal of fighting shadow people showing up in my house. But that would just scare the crap out of me.
What else would you use to fight shadow people off? I'm not quite sure what I would use. Maybe
I don't know. Maybe, you know, Taylor
stovetop.
Swift music.
Taylor
Swift, she is a Satanist.
Taylor Swift music and Stovetop, because Stovetop has sage in it. So I'd be eating a lot of Stovetop and listening to Taylor Swift, and that would be.
That should do it, I would think.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, be sure to become a premium subscriber. Apple Podcasts is where you can do that. Get access to all of our episodes ad-free. The full archive, it's all there. The world's largest audio archive of ghost stories for you to binge away on right now. Check it out. Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories, another place to do that. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.